supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, you're about to have surgery for a pretty serious medical issue, and you're going to be in recovery for a while. And I'm wondering how you prepare for that kind of thing mentally, if there is a way.
You know, what I'm going to have to do after my surgery is I'm going to have to be in bed for 3 to 6 weeks. And I can't sit up in bed, either laying on my side or laying on my back flat, both of which are pretty uncomfortable for me. I'm going to lose an awful lot of the little independence I already have. I can't make or receive phone calls by myself. Same thing with emails, and so on and so forth. I can't feed myself, Mike. And so how do I prepare? I know some parts of it are going to be very difficult. I know some parts of it will just be what it is, and I won't have a lot of emotions. What else do I do to prepare? I bought one of those really cool bird feeders that stick on the window with suction cups. So, you know, the birds will come hang out with me too. So, you know, I prepare, Mikan, by knowing that I can deal with this. And any of us who are facing an adversity or experienced a recent adversity or fear an adversity, look back at your life and see how many times you've recovered every single time you got up and resumed your life.
Do you think that's the worst part for most of us, is this the fear, will I be okay? Can I do this?
Yeah, I've got most of my career, I've had patients say to me, how can I live with this? And my first reaction to that is, pay attention and you'll find out, because you will. You will live with this. And later we'll find out how you lived with this. We'll be okay. With very few exceptions, we go back to baseline. Our mood goes back to baseline. If we were modestly happy or extremely happy or modestly depressed after a trauma, most of us go back to where we were, the vast majority. So, you know, I say to people, have faith in the literal sense, have faith in your own resilience.
But it seems like even though we can look back and we can know, okay, I got through this and I got through that, when we look forward, we tend to think, oh, no way. No, I can't do that one, right? So there's always that element of doubt.
Yeah, I would strongly encourage people not to look forward if they can. Look, it depends on what kind of person you are. You know, you can look forward and see hell in front of you. Or you can look forward to see some adversity in front of you. It's what our minds do with simple facts. Yeah, you're anxious. The anxiety is not necessarily carrying important information. It's just an uncomfortable feeling, a really uncomfortable feeling. But don't fight with it. It's just there. Don't clench around it. Just feel it. It'll go. All emotions go.
So when you feel that, looking ahead at the next couple of weeks, you feel that anxiety, or maybe you feel mad or upset, what do you do?
I say three words to myself. Well, this sucks. And it does, you know. This moment is an unpleasant moment. But what am I going to do? I'll wait for the next moment and see what that brings.
So you switch to the role of slightly bemused spectator.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.